terrible afternoon, but you can be assured that I am a fighter and I'll fight till the end. I will not accept this kind of disrespect, and we will not accept the fact that the Electoral Commission does not want to play according to the rules. The Electoral Commission received our form on the 13th of September. By 12th, we had submitted our nomination form and you captured the event. At 6:35 a.m. on Saturday, I got a call from one Samuel Pa. I don't know him. And he said he had sent me a letter from the Electoral Commission that there were some anomalies with our form. I counted about 7 different pages that the Electoral Commission claimed that we have some anomalies. I immediately sent that the form should be picked in accordance with the Electoral Commission directives, and the forms were completed on the Saturday and returned. Mr. Kwao called to confirm that our forms had been rectified and returned to them. I have been waiting patiently, printing my materials and things, spending a whole lot, urging my parliamentary candidates across the country. If you go around, you will see that my parliamentary candidates and everything has been printed. Then, yesterday night, I received a call from a close friend telling me that the EC said we have problems with our form. And I said, we'll rectify those issues on Saturday and return them to the Electoral Commission, so we have no problems. And then later, somebody said that I participated in the NDC protest, and I said, I agree with the NDC on the substance of the matter, but I refuse to participate because the NDC did not involve that. They said it was an NDC, enough is enough, and I am not, and the PNC is not, so we did not participate.
Right.
But assuming that we even participated, it cannot constitute a basis upon which our name will not be on the voters' the ballot.
Mr. Wona, is it the case that you're being...
I have already asked my lawyers, Atukuba and associates. They have written to the Electoral Commission. In fact, when we heard that, we saw some other political parties' letters calling for the coming for balloting today. I notified my lawyer, and they've written to the Electoral Commission to find out how come that we have not written, we've not been written to. And so be assured that we will take up this matter to the end. We are talking about an Electoral Commission that has not provided a final register, and is there wanting to say that some people are not qualified.
So you weren't officially communicated to by the Electoral Commission as to why you did not make the cut?
As we speak, you should call the Electoral Commission. This morning, I called Jean Mensah 3 times. I called Samuel Pepe, whose signature is on the release that I have getting. I called Dr. Bosman, and Dr. Bosman told me that, yes, the committee is still working on, and that those that they released their letters, they have sent. I am aware of some other candidates who are on the ballot whose letters were not given. So Bosman told me that he was going to the office, and when he get there, he will revert. I've been calling him since, and I've not received any call from him, or he has not returned my call, only for us to see this bogus release from the Electoral Commission.
And so what could be your possible suspicions? Because you mentioned that no official communication has been given to you, possibly. What are you thinking is the basis for which reason the Electoral Commission has decided not to include you in this list, this final list?
Well, it is not for me to have any suspicions at this material moment. It is for me to ensure that our right to contest the 2024 elections is guaranteed and given. And that is what myself, my lawyers, and any other means we would use to get ourselves to contest the elections, we will do. The electoral process is not just coming to submit forms. It takes heart, it takes mind, it takes resources, it takes everything. The process of coming to do this is just one of the minute things that we have to do. And so this is a party that was formed in 1992. I'm sure that most of the people at the commission, if you subtract the number of years from 1992 to date from their years, they will probably be in JSS. And so this party has participated and shaped the political will of the people of Ghana from 1992. And it is not the case that we have not done what we have to do. If the EC had problems, and then they drew our attention and we ratified those problems, what could then be the basis upon which we are not on the qualified list?
Mm.